This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Just another example that we are surrounded by some real sick individuals. Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, who 6 years ago had to endure a mass shooting that left 26 students and teachers dead, had to be evacuated Friday morning because they received a bomb threat. A bomb threat at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Same school. The Newtown Police Department said it received a call around 9 a.m. Eastern Time that a bomb was at the school. Officers were sent to the school and conducted a search as a precaution, but they do not believe the threat was credible. Thank the Lord. Police Lieutenant Aaron Bahamondi said the school was evacuated as a precaution, and the school superintendent thought it best to send students and staff home for the day. I agree. This is ridiculous. So what happened is December 14th, 2012, a former student, Adam Lanza, shot and killed 20 first graders and 6 educators before killing himself as police closed in. He had shot and killed his mother, Nancy Lanza, before stealing her gun and going to the school. So the threat of this bomb threat came a day after, I guess, a bunch of places throughout the country were given bomb threats. Businesses, hospitals, and other places. Authorities in both countries, Canada as well, said the reported threats were either emailed or phoned in. On Friday morning, the Detroit Police Department said in a series of tweets that it is investigating multiple threats targeting 2 courthouses and 3 hospitals. At this time, they say it is believed that these threats were received by phone. The department said, later adding that its bomb squad had investigated for the locations and did not find any explosive devices. Police in other cities, including New York, Oklahoma City, San Francisco, Washington, were also investigating bomb threats. In a series of tweets, the New York Police Department said it was monitoring multiple bomb threats that had been sent electronically to various locations throughout the city. Now, again, electronically, they should be able to trace these. There are IP addresses. There are certain pings. They should be able to trace them. Now, luckily, none of the threats seemed credible. In Oklahoma City, according to NBC News, a police spokesman said 10 to 13 email bomb threats were sent to businesses and other places around the city. The department said investigators did not find anything serious. Threats targeting a Jewish community center in San Francisco and multiple branches of the San Francisco Fire Credit Union led to evacuations Thursday. Authorities in Los Angeles said it received at least 2 dozen threats. Newtown police said they do not believe the threat at Sandy Hook is connected to the ones received nationwide. Yeah, I kind of wish they were, because then hopefully it would be one sick individual instead of multiple. But this is just another example of how...
Okay, I found this on the web for a series of tweets in New York.
Okay, thank you, Siri. Thank you. Sorry, I got a new phone, and Siri, you know, I was like, man, why did you go pee-pee house? I was yelling at the dog, why did you go pee-pee house? And Siri's like, oh, this is what I could find on why pee-pee. I was like, no, you don't have to find that. Oh, yeah, the dog went pee-pee house. We get complacent. A shooting happens, a drive-by happens, somebody takes a car and rams a bunch of people, a threat happens, and we freak out. We really freak out for the next few days. Then it's in our nature, which is a very smart healing mechanism, it's in our nature to overcome. It's in our nature to, you know what, we're gonna still live. We're not gonna be frightened. We are gonna still live. And when we do that, we put these threats out of our minds. And we're like, I'm not gonna be paranoid. I'm not gonna be traumatized by this. I'm gonna go to work. And I'm gonna show them, you know, we're still strong. We're still one. And I get that. Hopefully work adds new measures, security measures, etc., so bad things can't happen. But what you need to be doing is expecting on a daily basis that stuff can happen. Because it's when you let your guard down, and that's when bad things happen. I mean, Sandy Hook Elementary, this is in Connecticut. I mean, things like this don't happen there. And that taught us that absolutely they can. Just like the high school shooting that happened in Florida on Valentine's Day. These are towns and cities and communities where things like this don't happen, but there's a kid or somebody that seemed odd, that people didn't like, that all of a sudden turns into a mass murder. Now, I'm not saying if you have in your community somebody who's odd, they're going to be a mass murder. But don't think that just because you're not living in L.A. or New York or et cetera, these big metropolises, that, you know, urban centers, you're not going to be a target. Was it Roanoke, Virginia, where a disgruntled employee who was fired shoots the journalist and her cameraman on air? Well, she shoots the cameraman dead. He does, and then he chases her down and shoots her. And then he shoots the person they were interviewing. She survived. And this was somebody who had gotten fired and came back a few weeks later to get revenge. Which means any one of us, wherever we live, whether it's Main Street or Wall Street, could be at risk. And so, you know, now you look at, okay, well, you know, you have these hoaxes. So do we have to get our panties all up in a bunch? It just reminds us that we have some real sick individuals. And it means that you have to understand people's psyche. We think that just because we're dressed up and we're in a suit, right, and or we wear our, you know, shoes and tie our shoes and we, you know, eat with a fork and knife and we, you know, sit with posture, that we aren't animals. We're animals to the core, and there is always some animal among us. And do not underestimate the mental health or mental illness in this country. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
All right, guys, we're to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I should have blown my nose on my break. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So fentanyl is now the deadliest drug in America. It has beat out heroin and oxycodone, which had previously been involved in the most overdose fatalities between 2011 and 2016. The report released Wednesday by the CDC discovered a 113% increase per year between 2013 and 2016 in the number of deaths involving fentanyl. Now, as you guys know, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, so we make it in the lab. And it's kind of inexpensive to produce. But the thing with fentanyl, and boy, it is a tough one, it is 50 times more powerful than heroin and 100 times more potent than morphine. A tiny tidbit fleck, right, or lick of a fentanyl lollipop is enough to get you hooked. Lollipop, lollipop, lollipop. Now, I don't think that song had to do with the foot to the lollipop. The drug can be absorbed through the skin. So when first responders do a bust, they're at risk of overdosing if they're not protected. It could also be inhaled in a powder. That also presents a huge danger. So they say among drug overdose deaths that mentioned at least one specific drug, oxycodone had ranked first in 2011. So those are prescriptions. Oxycodone we see in Percocet. Heroin ranked first from 2012 through 2015, and fentanyl ranked first in 2016. Cocaine ranked second or third throughout the study period. So researchers compiled the data from 64,000 death certificates on U.S. overdose deaths and compared them with five previous years. Now, methamphetamine, which is amphetamine, a stimulant, also played a large role in fatalities in previous years. They say the number of overdose deaths more than tripled between 2011 and 2016. So this is their data set. These are the years. This is the data set they're working with. Hold on, I dropped my mouse. I don't know why I keep dropping my mouse. I know. Oh, my gosh. I need one of those mouses that just are, like, glued to my hand. So, from 2011 to 2016, drug overdose deaths increased by 54%, from 41,000 to 64,000 in 2016. And didn't a few weeks ago we get a report that there was, like, 71,000 deaths, overdose deaths reported in last year? So we don't even have 2018 results. Expect them to be higher. They say they're leveling off, but it's going to take a while because not a lot of push for us to change the way we prescribe and deal with drug dealers, etc. didn't really happen until this year. So what are the most common drugs? Well, according to Medscape and Fox News, all right, that look at the 10 most frequently mentioned drugs, methadone. So methadone, people go to methadone clinics to get off their heroin. But people overdose on methadone, morphine, hydrocodone, benzodiazepines like alprazolam and diazepam are Xanax and Valium, respectively. Stimulants, cocaine and methamphetamine. And then, just to recap for the opioids, heroin, oxycodone, methadone, morphine, hydrocodone, and fentanyl. Basically all across the classes. So what does that mean? Well, that means if you're taking, let's say, a diet pill, and a Xanax, and a painkiller, that could be really deadly. If you just take a Xanax or Valium and your pain pill, that could be deadly. They say the percentage of overdose deaths involving meth grew from less than 5% to nearly 11%. Why? Because some of these medications are laced with meth. So according to Theodore Cicero, a Washington University researcher, he studies the rise of meth use among people who use opioids as a very dangerous drug to mess with. Cicero said some opioid users or heroin users have been turning to meth, which is a stimulant to offset the down effects of other drugs. So what ends up happening is when you take a narcotic, you could get sleepy. You could be like, oh, man, I'm just chill. The problem is that some people want to stay up and feel they're high. So they'll use meth. Same thing with energy drinks and alcohol. People will mix energy drinks in their alcohol so they don't get sleepy and they could feel more of a buzz. Your body can only take so much. So now, what does this have to do with you guys? Because some of you guys are like, well, I'm not on methadone, I'm not on fentanyl, so what does this mean? It means that if you take any of these medications, there is that risk that you could become addicted or you could overdose. Or if you have a family member, and I got to tell you, there are tons of people that are addicted or dependent on Xanax and Valium. I had just as many people, if not more, come in for their Xanax. Look, I need my Xanax. Just refill my Xanax. And I'm like, why? Now get this. It's because they can't sleep. Is anybody talking about why people take these medications? Everybody's talking about, well, pain, pain, pain. When I look at this list, I look at sleep. I look at people having trouble sleeping. There is a huge epidemic of people addicted to sleeping medications. And think about it. You are afraid that you're not going to be able to sleep. So you take a sleeping pill and you're like, no, you know what? I need to make sure this really works. So you take two. And the overdose death, it may be blamed on the pain pill because it's, you know, the pain pill is on board. You know, when you do a drug screen, the narcotic will show up in the blood. So they say, well, it had to have been the pain pill. How do you know it wasn't the sleeping pill also? Why do a lot of people take pain pills? For pain. What's the next most common reason? Fun? Or is it sleep? I say sleep. Pain pills make you sleepy. I knew of a patient that took Tramadol to sleep. She said, I get the best night's sleep, and I on Tramadol. I go, but Tramadol is an opiate agonist. You can become addicted to that. But they said they feel they could just go to bed at the end of the day, feel a little groggy, and sleep through the night. We cannot be having people take pain pills to sleep through the night who aren't on pain, aren't in pain. And then, funsies. I had a patient who admitted to me when I had stopped, you know, I had referred him to a pain management doctor and an orthopedic doctor because I'm like, you know, gosh, you're still in pain? You know, what's going on? And he admitted, look, you know, I was using the pain medication to get through my shift. It was really hard to deal with clients and customers, and so if I took the pain pill, they seemed more cheerful to me. So the problem we're having is people are using these medications for reasons other than pain. Now, we still have to address pain. We have a lot of people out there in pain, and we're going to have more. As we age and live past our heart attacks and are able to fight cancer more, we are going to need to, you know, address pain. All right, people have knee arthritis, back arthritis, headaches. Look, pain will happen. It's an unfortunate thing that happens with age, but it happens. Not to everybody. But I think we are really being naive as to why people are taking these medications. And I know a bunch of you guys listening right now have Xanax and Valium in your medicine cabinet. The average American does. Why? Well, because there was a death in the family. Or you had to deal with the in-laws. I mean, right, it blew my mind. Right before Thanksgiving weekend, the number one prescription every year in my practice, with the exception of antibiotics, was a Xanax or Valium or benzodiazepine. It wasn't even a pain pill. Because people are nervous about travel. They're nervous about hanging out with the family. They're nervous about a whole variety of things. Because the holidays can be stressful. See, nobody talks about that. And it's very interesting that they go, you know, back in 2011, it was oxycodone, then it went to heroin, and then it went to fentanyl. It shows people are needing stronger and stronger and stronger. Percocet's not cutting it anymore. Wasn't it Legally Blonde where she was upset about a breakup? And her sorority sisters said, do you need a perk, like a Percocet? I mean, you know, in the 2000s, you know, people were playing around with these medications as, you know, as drugs to, you know, forget stuff and to get a buzz. Well, it's no wonder that people progress now to fentanyl. The problem is we don't have anything stronger than fentanyl. And we don't want to because fentanyl can overdose you immediately. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
A 7-year-old girl who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border with her father died after being taken into custody by the U.S. Border Patrol. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells Fox News what she knows about this case.
What happened here was they were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
Investigations are ongoing after dozens of bomb threats targeted news outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, and schools across the nation. The FBI believe the threats stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Other threats have also been reported in Canada and as far away as New Zealand. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you that when I examine a patient with a stethoscope, I will alcohol off the stethoscope, because I don't want to touch a patient with something and then transfer it. So I would alcohol off the stethoscope, and I had taught medical students that as well. Well, a new research finds that, yep, stethoscopes are often loaded with bacteria, some of them dangerous. The study published in the journal Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology found that Staphylococcus, the bacterial responsible for staph infections, was found in abundance on many stethoscopes, with more than half of the devices having confirmed contamination with the bacteria. Other bacteria that could lead to healthcare-associated infections include Pseudomonas and Acinetobacter, okay? I know, I used to mispronounce it as Acinetobacter, but that's not how to pronounce it. It's Acinetobacter. Ben, they were found, the Pseudomonas and the Acinetobacter were found on many of the stethoscopes, even though it was in small quantities. Well, these things cause hospital type infections. We call them nosocomial. Or if you're in like a nursing home or if you're in a convalescent facility, it's very easy to then get this bug and get an infection. For the study, researchers used molecular sequencing to analyze stethoscopes in use in an ICU unit, including 20 traditional reusable stethoscopes that are carried by physicians, nurses, respiratory therapists, and 20 single-patient-use disposable stethoscopes used in patient rooms. They compared these to 10 unused single-use disposable stethoscopes as a control. All 40 of the stethoscopes in use in the ICU were significantly contaminated with a rich and diverse community of bacteria. However, it is unknown if the stethoscopes ever made patients sick. The researchers also found that cleaning stethoscopes with like a hydrogen peroxide wipe or an alcohol swab or bleach wipes did reduce the amount of bacteria. But get this, it didn't totally eliminate it. Which means you need to treat that stethoscope. And again, the stethoscope is what we use to put on your chest to listen to your heart and lungs. You need to really treat that like any other medical equipment. Now, we don't necessarily have to stick it in an autoclave, but how many of these infections that people get when they're at a hospital is because of a doctor's dirty stethoscope? So according to senior study author Ronald Coleman, professor of medicine, pulmonary allergy, and critical care at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, said this study underscores the importance of adhering to rigorous infection control procedures, including fully adhering to CDC-recommended decontamination procedures between patients or using single-patient-use stethoscopes kept in each patient's room. Coleman said future research should focus on improving cleaning methods and studying bacteria on other medical devices used on multiple patients. So, what does that mean for you? Well, before a doctor sees you, they should be washing their hands. You should see that, right? I had the, in my office, previously, the sinks weren't in the room. They were in the hallway. So the doors would be open. I would wash my hands in the hallway, come in. I would also have sanitizer in the room. So if I had to re-sanitize. And then what I would do is I would take an alcohol pad and I would clean off the stethoscope before I used it. Or I would use some sanitizer on it. Now, there are crevices within a stethoscope that could house bacteria. Have I ever had a patient that got sick from my stethoscope? No, I never have seen it. But then again, I was pretty diligent with cleaning my stethoscopes. So, I don't think you guys should freak out. Stethoscopes have been used for years. But if you are immunocompromised or vulnerable, it could be an issue. So that's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a nurse was denied life insurance because she carries naloxone. Now, this is a nurse that contacted her insurance agent and was told her application was denied because something on her medication list indicated that she used drugs. Now, her name is Isella, and Isella is a registered nurse. She works in an addiction treatment program at Boston Medical. They scanned her med list, and it showed a prescription for opioid reversal drug naloxone, brand name Narcan. She goes, but I'm a nurse. I use it to help people. If there is an overdose, I could save a life. Now, of course, I'm a little confused why she had to get a prescription for it. Usually these treatment centers will supply them. But she might want to have carried it because she doesn't know if she could be at a, you know, Walmart or at a grocery store and somebody overdose, and then she has one of her own, so she doesn't have to take something from the place she works. So it's not that illogical. So she remembers telling her agent, because I'm a nurse, I use it to help people. If there is an overdose, I could save their life. So the U.S. Surgeon General in April had this advisory saying, be prepared, get naloxone, save a life. But some life insurers consider the use of prescription drugs when reviewing policy applicants, and they think that if you have naloxone, that means you are on, you are at risk for overdose. Now, they can look at the other prescriptions that she takes and sees that she's not on narcotics, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the client that they are vetting might not use illegal drugs. So Primerica is the insurer, and this is obviously now hitting the news. Primerica is the insurer. Iselis has turned her down. NPR has agreed to use Isela's first name because she's worried about how the story might affect her getting life insurance, although Isela and her picture out there, it's kind of, now it's all over the place. But the company says they cannot discuss individual cases, but in a prepared statement, Primerica notes that naloxone has becoming increasingly available over the counter. Now, if the life insurance applicant has a prescription for naloxone, we request more information about its intended use as part of our underwriting process. That's according to Keith Hancock, the Vice President for Corporate Communications. Primerica is supportive of efforts to help turn the tide on the national opioid epidemic. After Primerica turned her down, Isela applied to a second life insurer and was again denied coverage. But the second company told her it might reconsider if she obtained a letter from her doctor explaining why she needs naloxone. So she contacted the primary care physician and realized that her doctor had not prescribed the drug. She bought it at a pharmacy. So you could get a standing order where you could just go to the pharmacy and get them if you have people in your family or whatever. So this is one of these things where it's like if you want to prevent an opioid death or, you know, you could unfortunately be guilty by association. But you see, this is what I'm seeing. This is the bigger story here. A lot of you guys are getting rejected for life insurance. It seems like a lot of life insurance companies, I can't speak for this one, seems to really be cherry picking. And this cherry picking that seems to be going on, really affects a lot of people that are middle age and up. And so, you know, an insurance company has a right to cover you or not. They have a right. I don't want the government coming in and saying you have to give insurance, because then if so, life insurance is going to go through the roof. But, you know, insurance is designed to make money. They are hoping you don't have to cash in. So life insurance will look at your case, and if they think you have a risk of needing their benefits before they make a profit, they're not going to take you. Or your insurance is going to term before you realize it because of mail errors. I've seen that happen. And then you're like, but what are you talking about? Let me resume. They go, sorry, it was termed. You have to reapply. And now you're in your 40s. So a big question is what to do about life insurance? You know, most financial analysts say, well, you need it, but you got to be careful because some of these life insurance things are not really the best purchase. And so one patient had gotten mad because an antibiotic was in her medical chart, just a Z-Pack or something, and she said she got turned down for life insurance. And they said it was her medicine list. And they said, why did I write down that I gave an antibiotic? I go, first of all, you needed an antibiotic, so I gave it to you. Second, it wasn't the antibiotic. You have high blood pressure. They're trying to make you think it's something else, but they probably didn't want to insure you because you have high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have depression, those are things that might not, you know, grant you an ability to get life insurance. It all depends on the policy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours. hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys. Man, there we are being told that Johnson & Johnson knew for decades that asbestos was in its talc. This is according to a report. Apparently, Johnson & Johnson has been sued, and according to Daily Mail in their documents, there's 11,700 people suing, saying the Johnson & Johnson talcum gave them cancer. And according to a Reuters investigation, the papers dating from 1971 to the early 2000s showed Johnson & Johnson staff of all ranks, from executive to scientists to lawyers, knew that the powder sometimes tested positive for small amounts of asbestos. Oh, boy. They say despite fretting over the problem and how to address it, they claim that they failed to disclose their findings to regulators or consumers. Johnson & Johnson stocks have dropped. Apparently shares plummeted 8% on Friday. They say the worst thus far was October 9th, 2008, when Johnson & Johnson closed down 7.67%. So according to this report, they said the earliest mentions of tainted Johnson & Johnson talcum that Reuters found come from 1957 to 1958, reports by a consulting lab. They described contaminants in talc from Johnson & Johnson's Italian supplier as fibrous and acicular, or needle-like, tremolite. That's one of the six minerals that in their naturally occurring fibrous form are classified as asbestos. At various times from then into the early 2000s, reports by scientists at Johnson & Johnson outside labs and Johnson & Johnson suppliers yielded similar findings. The reports identify contaminants in talc and finished powder products as asbestos and describes them in terms that usually we use for asbestos, such as fiber form and rods. Then in 1976, the FDA was weighing limits on asbestos and cosmetic talcum products. Johnson & Johnson assured the regulator that no asbestos was detected in any sample that was produced between December 1972 and October 1973. It didn't tell the agency that at least three tests by three different labs from 1972 to 75 did find asbestos in the talcum. And in one case, levels were reported as rather high. Most internal Johnson & Johnson asbestos test reports Reuters reviewed do not find asbestos. But Johnson & Johnson's testing methods improved over time. And they said there's always been limitations that allow trace contaminants to go undetected. So some people will say, well, if it's only trace, what's the big deal? Well, according to the World Health Organization and other authorities, no safe level exists for exposure to asbestos. Now, Johnson & Johnson baby powder has been used on our tushies for a very long time. I know my mom used Johnson & Johnson baby powder. You got a diaper, then they would put the powder so you don't get the diaper rash, and you'd be sitting there getting your diaper changed, and mommy would be like, oh, your tushy was stinky, and now your tushy's not stinky anymore, and you're like, dang. And then mommy would poof the powder, and you would cough, and you'd giggle, and the powder would be funny, and your tushy would all feel all nice and powdery, and then you'd get your diaper back on, and mommy would pick you up, and you'd be like, mommy! And yeah, everybody was happy. I did it to my kids, too. I put powder on their tushies. They love tushy powder. Love it. I don't know why they do. You know, probably because, you know, their kids are animals. They really don't like Pampers and being all, you know, diapered up. They like to be loose and out there. They think it's funny. And I got boys. So boys think everything is funny out down there, you know. And I'm like, let me cover you up. Let's put the diaper on. And, you know, I remember, one of my family members that I had to help take care of, they would keep taking off their diaper. They just hated wearing a diaper. I'm like, please put the diaper on. Can't be doing that. We got little kittens here, okay? We're trying to keep it, you know, family friendly. Stop it. You know, people ask, they go, you know, what's wrong with my kid? He always wants to run around naked. Kids do that. If your kid wants to run around naked when they're two, you know, that's what kids do. 1 and 2 year olds. By three, they have to know about societal norms. And so by 3 years old, you know, we really encourage, you know, more structure with that. You know, because, again, they're going to preschool and things like that. And, I encourage structure from the beginning. You know, we don't want to shame them when it comes to their nakedness. But the reason why this comes up really quickly is because a lot of moms found that the best way to potty train their kid is for them to be diaperless. Kids don't like to pee on the floor or pee on themselves. And so when they have the diaper on or the pull-ups, it's, you know, they're used to just potting in them. But if they don't have them on, they'll be more inclined to ask to go to the potty. And I have to admit, I mean, it does work. I've seen it work, you know. All right, if you want to run around diaperless, that's fine until you're potty trained. So if potty training usually happens, for some girls, they could be about a year and a half to usually the boys, 2, 3. Some boys, it could take them a longer to be potty trained. Just happens. It's okay. You know, because, you know, boys, they're pretty practical. They're like, really? You want me to do what? Why don't I just go? Honestly, really, there's, you know, honestly, I have to, like, sit on a potty? Are you kidding me? Let me just stand and do what daddy does, but do it over here, you know, in the yard. No, but daddy does it in the yard. Well, daddy's not supposed to. Boys love to pee in the shower, too. You know, they're like, yeah, then I get to watch you go down the drain. You know, it's fun. I get it. So a lot of the, as a physician, I don't have a problem. I mean, if people are coming over, yes, please put a diaper in the kid. But if you're kind of going through the potty training thing, you want to do like, you know, a half hour, no diaper, and let them kind of be like, okay, you know what, I got to go potty. You know, it usually you can potty train very quickly that way, and they're done in a couple weeks, and then you go back to, okay, now you're going to wear big boy underwear or big girl underwear. You know, yeah, you're a big girl. You don't have to wear those anymore. You get to wear, but you can't dirty your big boy and big girl underwear, so you need to tell mommy and you need to go on the potty. Okay, mommy. You know, and they're like, yeah, they just cannot wait to be big boys, big girls. Little kids can't wait. You know, we're big boys and big girls. We're like, man, I miss being a kid. So, but no, by three, no. We can't have, I don't like kids running around naked at all. Nope. I mean, they could run around in their underwear. You know, they could run outside in a bathing suit, but no. So, but, you know, we really stopped this whole baby powder thing. So the evidence of what Johnson & Johnson knew surfaced after people who suspected a towel causer cancers hired lawyers experienced a decades-long deluge of litigation involving workers exposed to asbestos. One of the first was Darlene Coker. Coker knew she was dying and wanted to know why. She had mesothelioma. Mesothelioma surrounded her lungs and her other organs. And she knew it was rare and deadly, and she knew it was from asbestos. She knew it mostly affected men who inhaled asbestos dust in mines and industries, such as shipbuilding. But she raised two daughters and was running a massage school, so how was she exposed to asbestos? So she wanted answers, according to her daughter. And Coker was only 52. So Coker hired a personal injury lawyer. He honed in on the suspect, Johnson's baby powder, because Johnson's baby powder would be used on her infant children, and she used it on herself. He knew that talc and asbestos often occurred together on the earth, and that mined talc could be contaminated with a carcinogen. So Coker sued Johnson & Johnson, alleging that the poisonous talc in the company's product was her killer. Johnson & Johnson had originally denied the claim. Baby powder was asbestos-free, it said. So the case proceeded. Johnson & Johnson was able to avoid handing over the talc test results, according to the source, and then another internal company had requested the records. So Hobson found a letter Johnson & Johnson lawyers had received only weeks earlier from a Rutgers geologist confirming that there was asbestos in the company's baby powder. And that was identified in her 1991 published study as tremolite asbestos needles. So, going further, when they looked at her lung tissue, it contained tens of thousands of long fibers and four different types of asbestos. So the findings were consistent with exposure to talc containing chrysotile and tremolite contamination. Now, I know this is, I don't want to go further because I know this scares the hell out of everybody. I believe the jury ended up awarding $4.69 million in damages. That was, I guess, for another patient that ended up having ovarian cancer. So, as of now, try not to breathe stuff in. And it's not just talcum powder. There could be a lot of other things that have chemicals. I think we just use too many chemicals on us. And again, moderation, but we'll talk more. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.